Galen Patterson. Yesterday, the Cougars come in and they win. They really added to their lead big time in that second. They really pulled away. The third period didn't matter here. Galen, you guys show up with a better effort tonight. I know it's still a loss. Really a 4-2 game. Yes, a 5-2 final score with the empty netter. But just take me through where you think tonight, where were you guys maybe better than yesterday in tonight's hockey game?
Yeah, I think tonight, you know, we invested in you know, I guess you can call it the ugly part of the game, or the, you know, the mud, right? And we invested in that, and we made plays that were the hard plays just to get it past their layers, their heavy forecheck, and our guys stuck to it, and you know, our forwards were working and competing, and overall, you know, we stayed in the fight.
What about that first period where obviously they do have a strong start? So they come out guns a-blazing and take a 2-0 lead. But it seemed to me like, you know, could have been more than two, right? Obviously, Burkhardt was tremendous. Just what are your thoughts? What was your read on what happened in the first?
Yeah, I mean, they're a good team, and they're a healthy team. And, you know, PG, they did go through a tough stretch when they had some guys out. And but, you know, obviously, like, I wouldn't say that we weren't ready by any means. I think that they were just coming heavy off the start and caught us off guard a little bit. But, you know, for us to dig back and to you know, keep our game face on and to get competing again and work through that. And it was good. We were proud of that.
Yeah, tell me about the second period. Obviously, it starts with compete. You just said it, but you get, you know, a power play goal, I think, was huge because you'd gone six without one. Oreskovic, what a shot. Volotovsky gets his first as a Giant. Just take me through maybe the positives that you saw in that second period.
Yeah, I mean, like from a lot of guys, I think a lot of guys stepped up. You know, the leaders that are in the lineup, they stepped up for sure. Oreo had a big power play goal, which has obviously been struggling for a little while, so that was huge. Our penalty kill was outstanding again. You know, that got us into trouble. We took a lot of penalties, obviously, and they got one off it off the double minor. But overall, our penalty kill was excellent. And, yeah, it was just, you know, it was a 4-2 game going into the dying seconds, and we get a power play, you know, an opportunity to score on a 6-on-4. And we didn't get it done in the moment. But, you know, all these things that are happening to us right now, all the guys that are in and fighting through this and battling, competing, they're going to be way better off for it. And when we get healthy, you know, it's going to be a dangerous hockey team for sure. And
yeah,
going forward with this group.
100%, especially if you, yes, down the stretch as well, but also the youth, right? Looking into next year with so many 17, 18-year-olds, some of them, of course, 16 as well. Lastly, any parting thoughts then? I know you kind of touched on some of the things about, you know, this is going to only help this group moving forward, but anything else moving into maybe next weekend? You guys are going to get some games at home. That must be nice. A five-game homestand coming up. Injuries, you know, we don't know, I guess, who will be back next weekend. But just the message to the group maybe. What was that heading into what is a five-game homestand? What did you say to the guys? What was said to the guys after the game?
Yeah, I mean, our message just hasn't changed. You know, the investing in the game, investing in the winning ways of the game, and being consistent on that, and you know, looking ahead on the week, you know, we have a full week of practice, and we're going to get better, and then, like you said, a five-game homestand, so a little more comfortable at home, obviously, especially this year, and you know, we're just going to continue to improve, and the message, like I said, doesn't change. The compete level's got to be there, the battle level's got to be there. We got to continue to stay in the fight, and yeah, we're just keep building with this group.
Thanks so much for the time. We appreciate it, Galen.
All right. Thanks, Nathan.